to go. Taco to
and a big queue.
Taco to go.
Taco to go. Trip Taco just $2.99. Comes with a big Q, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose.
Taco to go, taco to.
This deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99.
We have some breaking news overnight. The Steelers will be playing the Vikings in Dublin on September 28th. And locally, that will be a 9:30 a.m. kickoff.
Nice.
So here in Pittsburgh, you are watching the game. You wake up, maybe have some steak and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Couple of mimosas.
Yeah.
Mix a Guinness in there for some Irish flavor. And bada bing, bada boom, you got yourself some ball.
Yep.
I love it, man.
Yeah, it's nice.
And I'll be there. I'll tell you what, it ain't bad staying here, though. At 9:30 a.m., and then the thing's over by 1, and you can watch the rest of the games, or you can cry yourself to a little nap time there if you take the L. Now, up until last week, it had been thought that it would be the Packers.
Right.
But the Packers want to play in Croke Park in Ireland as a home game, and also the Steelers, I've heard, wanted the Packers game this year to be at Acrisure Stadium because they know people are going to show up in droves to watch the Packers come to town.
Yeah.
So, for those reasons, it's going to be the Vikings in Dublin on September 28th. And then the Vikings stick around, and they're playing on October 5th in London against the Browns.
So, they're going right from... Jeez.
So, they're going from Dublin on the 28th. Next week, bang, they're playing the Brownies.
Wow.
In London.
Wow.
Haven't seen the Vikings this active in the UK in Ireland since about 800 AD, Dorn.
Mm.
It's a history joke for the people.
Yeah, that's a little ritzy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it very much was back then.
Very much.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
Yeah, there were a lot of pillaging going on
yeah.
in the early 800s, Dorn.
Yeah.
Things were tough. They came, they took over Dublin. They made it a port. And they then moved to London and, well, they pillaged.
Yeah.
Vikings weren't cool, man.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I wouldn't mess with them.
No, I got the Viking blood. If you're Irish, you're probably Viking, too. They come up in
you
there.
You resemble a Viking.
I do?
Yeah.
I've been
big
likened...
strapping lad.
That's right. I've been likened to Thor from the Avengers quite
yeah.
frequently.
Hemsworth.
Yep. Me and Hemsworth, man. Yeah. I actually did his workout routine during COVID. It was a website, I think, S-E-N-T-R is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Center.
Mm-hmm.
Workouts are tough.
I'm sure.
A lot of bear crawls.
Yeah.
A lot of heavy lifting. It's best shape I've ever been in. And then I quit because it was too hard.
Yeah.
Because I quit everything.
Yeah.
I quit that cold turkey.
Cold turkey, you're done.
Yeah, that wasn't okay. just, I wasn't working out 5 days a week, then four, then three, then two, then one. No, that was, I am done with it.
Done with this.
My yes. wife loves me no matter what I look like, and I am sore and sweaty, and it sucks.
Yeah.
By the way, you can come visit Dublin with me when the Black and Gold take over on September 28th. We know they're playing the Purple People Eater team. And you can come with me, and we can take it over all through True Fan Travel. All you got to do is go to 937thefan.com, and you'll see the Takeover Dublin with Adam Crowley link. Pretty simple. You just click it, and we'll go, and we'll have fun, and we'll drink Guinness, and we'll look at the Cliffs of Moher, and we'll go to Galway, and we'll do all kind of fun stuff.
Nice.
Yeah. Are you going to miss me?
No.
Do you like the 9:30 a.m. kickoff?
I do. I usually don't because the games are usually trash. It's usually two trash teams whenever those 9:30 games and those international games are being played. But now that it's the Steelers, and I think the Vikings will probably be decent at the time, I think it's a good game. It's a nice little Sunday that you can prepare for yourself. You
oh,
get that.
Yeah.
Then you can have the 1 p.m., 4 p.m., and the night games. It's going to be nice. I love it.
I think that they're going to officially announce this on NFL Network today. And I know that Pony and Muller were talking about the Steelers making a big announcement today. Folks, it's going to be the Ireland trip.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be Rodgers. I mean, it might be Rodgers today, but it's going to be the Ireland trip.
Right.
They view this as a big deal for them. And it is. But it's been the worst kept secret in Pittsburgh sports for months now. We've known they were playing on the 28th. We've known they were going to play a team from the NFC North for months.
Yeah.
Now they tend to like cover their ears or pretend like that stuff doesn't exist. And when the official announcement happens, that's when the announcement has happened. That's going to be the big thing that they think is happening today. Just FYI. And if Rodgers should break, of course, you're at the right place. We'll tell you about it.
No doubt.
During the show. We've been getting breaking news lately.
Yeah, we've been getting really lucky.
Yeah, what did we get? We got Sullivan.
Yes.
We got
Shelton.
Shelton, that wasn't during our show, was it? Pickens was.
Pickens.
It was Pickens. But then you got Shelton mixed in there. It's been great.
Yes, it's been awesome.
Get a little Rodgers announcement today. All right. It would be very Rodgers, wouldn't it be? Oh, we're very excited. We're going to Ireland. Oh, but that's not the big story. Here's the big story. Me. Aaron Rodgers to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Let's go.
Yeah, but it would be, you know, coincide. It would
well,
coincide.
And I
Aaron
think
Rodgers is going to Ireland. That's what it would be.
You know what? That's a good point by you. And if I'm the NFL, I want the Rodgers signing announced today. You got the NFL schedule released tomorrow.
Yes, you don't want tomorrow, right?
It's a lot sexier when you when the Pittsburgh Steelers pop up on the board when you think, oh, their quarterback's Aaron Rodgers, than it is if the quarterback, and with all due respect, is Mason Rudolph.
Correct.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.